office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Voted the Upstate's best place for piercing, Purple Haze, with locations in Clemson and Anderson. It's where I went to get my nose pierced, and so can you. After all, you're a leader, not a follower. So take advantage of the jewelry, posters, glassware, and more. Like the huge drop on a lot of their select inventory right now. Do like I did and get your nose pierced at Purple Haze. Truly unique and waiting for you. Purple Haze, with locations in Clemson and Anderson.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Oh, good grief. Kelly Brand had a good season last year. He's just not a generational talent at quarterback. The new kid is. Yeah, he is. That doesn't mean he's ready. He says, your position sounds like you prefer Bryant to Trevor Lawrence. NFL scouts are calling Trevor Lawrence the most pro-ready guy out of high school they've ever seen. No, they're not. There are no NFL scouts talking about Kelly, about Trevor Lawrence at all. I'm sorry. That's just made up fantasy stuff. NFL scouts are worrying about the NFL draft and evaluating players they're going to play. They're not talking about Trevor Lawrence and ready out of high school. There's no such thing as ready out of high school. Trevor Lawrence weighs barely over 200 pounds. He would be snapped like a twig on a pro football field right now. So those are ridiculous things to say, and it damages your credibility. He says, I just don't see the love affair with Kelly Bryant given the situation. Well, the situation is that Kelly Bryant is a man and is over 220 pounds and can withstand the rigors of a college football season. Trevor Lawrence is a kid who is going to be a freak phenom, but we have no idea whether he can sustain three games worth of hits at the college level since he's never been hit. He wasn't hit in high school and he hasn't been hit in the spring. He's 205 pounds, and he is still rail thin at this point, spread out over 6'5 or 6'6. And a guy making a decision on who to start has to consider all these things, has to consider the fact that if he goes to Trevor Lawrence and Trevor Lawrence gets injured in game two, you can't go back to Kelly Bryant at that point because you'll have lost him. You'll have lost him mentally. Man, to the Northland Communication phone lines, let's get to, I'm glad that most of the people on the text line, I am sort of picking the complainers, the negative ones out and sort of rolling over the ones that are now coming in support of Kelly Bryant, but There wasn't a lot of that. I mean, I saw David Hood put a poll up after the spring game, and it was who should be the starting quarterback, and over 70% of the respondents said Trevor Lawrence. Okay, that's ridiculous. Tiger Greg. Greg.
No, that's stupidity, Walt. That's people that don't understand football and don't understand what it takes. And I have been waiting on this show forever because people just are crazy. They're giddy over something new. I knew it was coming. I was hoping to get to hear you speak before now. But I'm 100% on your side. I'm rolling with Kelly Bryant. He's been through a season. He's been hit by some big teams and got up and kept playing and playing with a smile. And you know what? It was a lot of balls, deep balls, that had nothing to do with Kelly Bryant throwing them last year that we missed. A lot of them had to do with a couple of guys that could not hold on to them or could not catch them. I mean, we really didn't have that deep threat last year like Mike Williams or other people in the past. We had a guy that could outrun some people, but he didn't catch the ball very much when it was thrown to him deep. I'm not going to call him out because I liked him. He's a Tiger, and, you know, but, you know, don't blame
him. Again, look, I'll call him out. I'll call him out. I already have. I think he'll be a better pro than college player, and I'm still saying I would draft him because, look, Deion Kane knows he's had trouble with drops. I mean, I think that's a well-known fact. Again, he had a drop rate of over 12.60, which is bad. That's just bad. I'm sorry. You know, that means one out of eight throws coming to you, you're dropping. And he needs to get better in that regard. But having said that, I'll also say this. He has a competitive grit to him, a feistiness that I like. Against Alabama, he was the only guy who was really demonstrating that in this last game. He was the only guy who was competing against all that experienced defensive skill position talent that Alabama had.
Right, he didn't back down. I watched a lot of his game film when he was in high school, and he was you could tell real quick that he was a real gamer, a real tough-nosed kid that probably grew up in a tough neighborhood, and he didn't back down, like Tom Petty said, from anybody.
That's
and,
right.
You know, he's got some work to do, but, you know, he played quarterback his whole life in high school.
He did.
He didn't catch a lot of passes.
Yeah, that's right. He did. So look, you know, there are some difficulties in the evaluation from an NFL standpoint on Deion Kane because he has small hands and because he has had this penchant to drop the ball. But having said that, I would still draft him. I would draft him because of his speed.
I would too.
His ability to take the top off. And I think as much as anything, he there's a competitiveness to him. He's got that intangible.
I agree. But I'm tired of people blaming all this crap on Kelly and just kicking him to the curb after what he did for this team last year. If it wasn't for Kelly Bryant last year, we wouldn't have been very good at all. I'll just be honest with you. I mean, we wouldn't have been. I mean, Kelly Bryant stepped into a situation that was almost impossible to shine and wasn't scared to step into it, and did exactly what we needed him to do. He got us to the playoffs, okay? He got us to the playoffs. And you know what? As a team, we didn't do what we needed to do in the playoffs to win. But it wasn't all Kelly's fault. You know, it wasn't all Kelly's fault. He played hard. He wasn't scared to run right up in there against Alabama. And was he successful? No, but it wasn't all his fault either. We didn't block very well in that game neither. The offensive line didn't block very well.
Well, and again, look, I've said this. I said it after watching that game that night. You know, when Clemson's skill position bodies, offensive skill position bodies, were not experienced enough, not mature enough, not strong enough to go up against the Alabama secondary, which was comprised of all men who all are headed to the National Football League in this draft and all are going to go in the top 100 picks.
Right.
So that was the challenge. And when Clemson early had Etienne and T. Higgins banged up, that made it even worse, because now you not only didn't maturity, but you didn't have talent. You know, so that made it worse.
And it was too, according to some of these people,
Say again?
Crazy. Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of people blame Kelly for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, it wasn't Kelly's fault. I'm behind him 100%. I think he should start. The other guy looks good. I like him, but he's not ready yet. He's not ready. Yeah, I mean, let him get out there and get hit by one of them big linebackers a couple of times with no rib guard zone, and even if he had them on him, I mean, he's not very big for his height. I mean, he's got to grow into that. Deshaun had to grow into it.
And he will.
Deshaun was thin.
You know, at some point, Trevor Lawrence is going to be a 6'5", 6'6", 240-pound monster, and nobody is going to be able to deal with him. The question is, when will he be there? And I think the common sense answer and the progression answer would be after this year.
Right. Let's don't get him killed before he gets there.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about. We got a guy we can win with. We know we can win with right now. He's proven it.
Exactly.
And I'm really embarrassed, and the team should be embarrassed that he's having to take all this punishment on the radio and all. And I'm sure the real good players, the guy that's got his back, has talked to him. But, I'll let somebody else get on.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the call. Let me read this tweet from Bear DNA, because I think this is very true, and I certainly have not meant to neglect him in this conversation. It's just sort of unfortunately, the nature of this conversation has been directed. But Bear DNA writes, agree with the young Clemson quarterback. What I can't understand is why I've forgotten about Hunter Johnson. I hope Johnson's not listening to all these people complain, because right now he's my number two guy. I hope Clemson fans don't screw this great situation up. Yeah, look, I think Hunter Johnson is ready to play. I think he's ready to play. I think he's he's competing better than he did a year ago. He also needed a year to mature a little physically. And look, he's still on the slender side, in my estimation. I didn't see his listed weight, or I don't recall it, but he's still on the slender side. But clearly there's been improvement in Hunter Johnson. And I have always said that Hunter Johnson was born to play the position, in my estimation. So it is truly a unique quarterback situation. There's no question about that. I think that just the unfortunate element is the negativity toward Kelly Bryant as a means of propping up Trevor Lawrence. I find that distasteful beyond belief, and sad in a way. You know, I saw this comment, and this is pretty funny, Ramona. This is from a Gamecock fan. Gamecock Trav writes, Deptula's rage, make them feel good, Walt. Give them Bentley's numbers.
Oh,
that's funny. Hunter Johnson's listed at 210. There may have been a couple pounds of sand on that scale. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. We're all jammed up. Zach, how are you?
Doing good, Walt. I'm first time caller, but I've been listening to you for a good while now. I'm actually Yellow Jacket Zach, because I plan on calling back.
Well, good.
But,
welcome
to
Zach.
I'm a huge Georgia Tech fan, and really, I've just been listening to your show, and I heard you when you were talking about 2014 season for Georgia Tech and the offensive efficiency that we've had there.
Yep.
And I'm a huge PJ supporter, where other naysayers are constantly bashing him, but I believe in that offense. Whether people like to watch it or not, I love it. I think it's clicking, it works, and it all comes down to having those two big B backs in the position. And so I think that maybe we can get back on track there. But my question to you comes from Nate Woody, being our new defensive coordinator down there. Is that something here as Georgia Tech fans that we should be excited of?
I think
I want to get your thoughts on him.
Yeah, look, he obviously did a great job at State, and I think he's a dynamic, aggressive guy. Georgia Tech has been way too conservative defensively. Ted Roof is an abomination. I've never liked Ted Roof. His defenses have always sucked. He is not an aggressive guy by nature. And when you don't have the type of talent that a Clemson has or that a Miami has, you've got to try and make up for that by being aggressive. And remember, in the champion, in the year that Georgia Tech won the Orange Bowl, after the loss to North Carolina in the middle of the season, Paul Johnson sort of went off, had a come to Jesus meeting with Roof, and Roof got more aggressive for the rest of the year. And the rest of the year, Georgia Tech created turnovers every game, which kept giving the ball back to that most efficient offense that's ever been charted. And that's why they were so good. Well, since then, he's gone right back to the same ridiculous, non-aggressive style. I think in Woody, you're guaranteed to be more aggressive. And I think Georgia Tech has made some changes in terms of personnel and how they're utilizing them that's really going to, for the first time in years, give them a significant pass rush. I think the one question is the nose tackle position and whether you have a guy who's really good enough to be disruptive there. We'll see. Not just tie up blocks. But I think that for the first time, really since the second half of that year, you're going to see a Georgia Tech defense that's aggressive. And that combined with that offense and what might be three B-backs, I think could prove pretty formidable and certainly a threat to win that side of the conference.
All right, real quick, I'll tell Clemson fans, if they don't want Kelly Bryant, we'll take him.
Thank you, Zach. I appreciate the call. I think they'll hold on to him. All right, when we come back, it's going to be Clemson Dad and Tiger Steve. I'm coming right to you. Before we go to break, quickly, let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. Look, if no one's giving you a gift, give a gift to yourself. The gift of Urban Nirvana. It's sensational. I mean, they have the salon, they have the spa. There are 12 different types of massage to choose from in the spa, including a prenatal massage, which we've had couples swear by, can be performed in any trimester. I mean, it's an amazing place. It is, just as the name implies, an Urban Nirvana. Think about the people in your life who on a daily basis do things for you. Your wife, your mother, your girlfriend. Think about those people. And then ask, you know, what can you do for them? Well, here's a great opportunity. You don't have to go out to get it. You can go to your computer, punch in urbannirvana.com, print off your gift certificate off your computer, and you're done. That's it. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Tiger Steve, Clemson Dad, when we come back, still to come, the Brent Musburger story, a rather disturbing story. We'll be back.
It's spring amnesty at Anderson Ford, and that means huge savings for you on over 200 Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. 0% financing with approved credit on select new Anderson Ford vehicles. 2018 Ford Explorer up to $7,600 off MSRP, or $236 a month on a 36-month lease. Huge savings on Anderson Ford F-150 XL and XLT models. Spring amnesty right now at Anderson Ford. Exit 19 to Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $240 a month and zero down, drive a 2018 Focus SEL with Sync 3 and Sony Audio. Sale priced at just $16,999. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Named the Upstate's only Ford President's Award winner for 2017. George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden. your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come celebrate your pie's second anniversary this Sunday, April 22nd in Clemson. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted, custom-made pizza. You pick the dough, the sauce, and any of the 40-plus toppings. The Tiger mascot will help celebrate at your pie in the afternoon, and kids' meals are just $3.14. Also, combos, craft beer and wine, cheese sticks, all $3.14. $2 Bud Light drafts. Get a free National Championship Coke bottle with a purchase of an entree and combo or entree and beer or wine while supplies last. Stop by this Sunday at Your Pie of Clemson and get your chance to win a Pie Day t-shirt and a Your Pie Clemson growler and other prizes too. So do the pie thing. Enjoy delicious handcrafted pizza. All you need is $3.14 and come celebrate the second anniversary with family and friends at Your Pie of Clemson. This Sunday, April 22nd, 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson. See you Sunday.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They're great people. They stayed true to all the original recipes. And then they added some things that were uniquely their own, like the mac and cheese, which they make from scratch, which is insanely good. They do catering, tailgates, parties. They just redid the store in the storefront. They're the home for your Cheerwine National Champion barbecue sauce. They have Carolina Collision, which is the best of both worlds. Old Carolina, New Carolina. They smoke their wings. They have it down to an absolute science. They smoke them for 2 hours. They fry them for 60 seconds. They can toss the chicken tenders in any of the 8 sauces. Fresh sides and desserts open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. Cater anytime. Corner Garlington and Woodruff behind Lowe's. 864-288-2652. 864-288-2652. You want to get in? You're welcome to. 654-7627. I actually have some open lines for the first time, so you want to get in, you can. We have so much to get to still on today's show if we can ever manage to remove ourselves from this topic. But let's go to Clemson Dad and Tiger Steve. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
You've been off for a couple days, right?
I was off a couple days.
Yeah. It's That's awful when it happens.
well, thank you.
I was going to talk to you about a Clemson quarterback situation.
Yeah.
It's a good situation to have, actually, if you think about it.
Sure.
And I'm with you. I think KB, he'll be the starter. He's going to come out of the gate number one just because that's the way it goes at Clemson. And he's proven himself. And I know you got Sunshine coming in there looking all pretty. And I think he's going to be great. But he needs to add some weight, too, just to protect himself.
Yeah, well, again, I think that's one of the significant questions I would have with Trevor Lawrence right now is he's 6'5", 6'6", he's 205 pounds, he looks extremely slender,
yeah.
And can he withstand the rigors of being hit over and over? Because, again, I said this the other day at the start of the show, he was never hit in high school. I mean, he was virtually never hit in high school. And now
just
you're talking about
every down.
Right. Now you're talking about an entirely different level of play with much bigger, stronger athletes. And that is a question that nobody has the answer to. Not the Clemson coaching staff, not Trevor Lawrence, not me, not anybody. Now some might say, well, you never know if a player will get hurt. Right. But at this point, Kelly Bryant is over 220 pounds, and even though he did get banged up last year, he demonstrated a certain toughness and the ability to keep getting up, including in the running game,
right.
In short yardage runs, etc. And, you know, someone's going to have to handle that duty this year. Maybe it'll be Choice.
My daughter actually met Trevor Lawrence at a party a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if I'm happy or sad about that, but... he said, "Dad, he's really tall, but he's slim."
He is really tall and slim, and he's a great talent. I mean, he has a chance to
Ball. I watched his spring game twice.
Well, right, and look, as things continue to evolve. The pieces continue to get better, and when all is said and done, Trevor Lawrence may replace Deshaun Watson as the greatest quarterback player.
Well, that was
in Clemson history.
That's kind of my argument. Well, not argument, just my comment. I don't want to be argumentative, but you know, he did bust all of Deshaun's high school records down there in Georgia. So,
well, again, he may well go on to break his records.
Get some meat on him.
Right, he may well go on to break his records at Clemson. I think the only question is when does it start? And I think the best answer
2 years or 3 years.
Right. Well, I think the best answer would be is if it starts after this year.
Yeah, I think that's when it's going to happen. I really do. Yeah. I mean, unless something bad happens with I don't know. We'll see.
Yep. Thank you, Clemson Dad. Appreciate it as always. Let's get to Tiger Steve. Tiger Steve on the Northland Communication phone line. Steve, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I called you yesterday and talked about this situation. This is the last time that I call about this because I think we beat the dead horse hearing the same things over and over. And I think the right call is going to be made by the coaches after summer.
Well, we hope so.
But there's a few things that kind of, there was something that kind of struck my nerve a little earlier. There was a mention about presidency, and that kind of struck my nerve because me personally and my Clemson friends and all the Clemson friends I know.
Steve, I'm sorry. I missed what you said. What struck a nerve?
It was a mention of presidency.
Oh, okay.
That could be part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... me personally, I like Kelly Bryant, and I think he did the best that he could do with what he had, and I think he is a heck of a young man, and I think that he took us about as far as he could do with what he had. But what I'm trying to say is, me and most of my friends, and a lot of the other friends, a lot of other people I know as Clemson fans, several of the Clemson quarterbacks as of late that we hold really highly is Deshaun Watson and Taj Boyd, which is both color and of color. And I don't want this to get out and disrupt the locker room, and people try to say, okay, it's prejudice, you know, because, I mean, that's just not the case. I mean, because we all love Deshaun Watson. I love Taj Boyd because he's the one who took us the first step to the next level. And then Deshaun came in, took us into the next level. And Kelly, he just did what he could do with what he had.
And, yeah, you know, look, Steve,
one more thing.
Yeah, but, you know, look, you don't need to convince me of you, and nor do you need to convince me of your friends. I think the vast majority of people who are commenting on this are commenting for football-related reasons. I've seen a few things from a few people that might make me think otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I think what I'm hearing from most of my friends is they're not bashing Kelly, and I'm not either, because I love Kelly Bryant for what he did. I think what most people are seeing is they see that upside. They see a higher upside with Trevor Lawrence.
And he does have a higher upside. Yeah, look, he does.
Right.
And there's no question he has a higher upside. You know, but the question is, when do you get to that point? And it doesn't happen overnight. Exactly. You know, it's not the way it works. And so, you know, eventually Trevor Lawrence is going to do things here that maybe even Deshaun Watson didn't do. I just think the question is, when does that period start?
Right. And I don't want to just say Trevor Lawrence. I mean, Hunter Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, the things that I have observed that I haven't heard many people say is, what I have observed is Kelly, one thing that I have noticed he had a weakness is leading the receiver to the ball and in the touch of the ball. And I thought that what I saw is both of those quarterbacks had a better touch, and it looked like they led them to the ball. I mean, several times last year what I saw is Hunter Renfrow, and we know how well he runs routes, and I didn't see him lead him to the ball, and a lot of times it would be behind him.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times Kelly gets excited, he throws it really hard, and it's a hard ball to catch, and I see that the other ones have, like, a softer touch or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. It just seems like their balls are easier to catch.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call. You know, keep in mind that T. Higgins was on the other side as well. And right now, that makes an enormous difference because he's the best receiver at this school by a mile. I mean, and number two is Amari Rodgers. And those two guys are going to combine to be really special. And the quarterback, regardless of who wins the position, is going to be the beneficiary of that talent. People are asking what the last caller was talking about. They were talking about a text that I read earlier from someone who was suggesting that some of this was seemed like prejudice. You know, I can tell you this. I've received a couple things from people that are no longer with us, but the vast majority of it, I think, is just football conversation. But it's people who are, you know, look, it's always the new shiny object. It's everyone always loves the backup quarterback, especially when the backup quarterback may be as talented as anyone who's ever played the school. But even talent takes time. It doesn't always show immediately. Even look at guys like Etienne and T. Higgins. As great a talent as they are, and in my opinion, they're as talented as any players who have ever played that position at this university. But still, they didn't take over the world last year. They needed another year. They may take over the world this year. Craig!
Hey!
How you doing there, Craig? I know you've been going through some stuff. Yeah, our thoughts and prayers are certainly with you, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. One more trip to the old chest cracker, I guess I used to call him back in the day, and we'll see what happens. But anyway, not that I care about minor league football and not that I care about Clemson football at all. And I was totally, totally, totally wrong on Kelly Bryant. I thought he was going to stink and be horrible. Is he a junior or a senior this year?
He'll be a senior.
Oh, okay, well, that's good, because if he was a junior, next year would be even more interesting with all those yahoos calling for him.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
It would be a lot more interesting. But you know what? You know what they say in the real football league, in the major league real football, if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. And don't – you know what? If you're asking for it and you get it, it's gonna be horrible. Kelly Bryant is your quarterback, you bunch of yahoos. Deal with it. Live with it, because you're I heard something yesterday. Well, they're only going to be good because their defense is going to be good. Sorry, maybe 20 years ago. You know what? Kelly Bryant should be the Clemson quarterback. All you yahoos should shut the blankety blank up, accept that fact, and move on and deal with it. Because, again, as Bill Parcells would say, if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks.
But the real question, Craig, where you're concerned as a Jets fan, who is the quarterback of the Jets? Or will be?
If they are keeping it under wraps like I've never knew they were able to do. But I have a sneaky suspicion that Darnold might drop to 3.
Really? He could. I mean, if the Giants go Barkley, then that would open up another whole possibility for him.
Well, put it to you this way: if and the Giants are in a great position,
they
take Allen and Darnold is number 3. There's going to be 6 teams that want to get to number 2. Now the Jets only got to move up one spot.
Let me tell you something.
And if they really want Barkley, they could swap spots and give them a couple of draft choices.
I think
it would be very.
I think that Buffalo is beyond desperate. I mean, I think Buffalo is trying to act like oh, we don't care. We'll just stay where we are and make some picks. I think Buffalo's full of crap. I think they're as desperate as any team I've ever seen. The question is, who will be the beneficiary of their desperation? And I think it may be the Giants.
Yeah, I almost want Cleveland to screw it up and take Josh Allen, because then it gets really. There's going to be 15 minutes.
I don't know that's a screw up. I first discovered Josh Allen 2 years ago, and I still think from an upside standpoint, he has a level that no one else in this draft can reach. Well, but you're going to have to get it out of him, and you're going to have to coach him.
Well, I know 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, they had the Google eyes for Josh Allen. I couldn't say that now, and I really don't know what's going on down there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I can't fly home next week.
Well, I think you think the Jets had the Google eyes for Josh Allen?
I think that's why they went to number 3.
Yeah, except I think they like Mayfield too, and.
That's all later stuff. Because I know for a fact he was 3 on their list 6-7 weeks ago. I know that for that. I know
who was
Mayfield.
Yeah, but see, I think that's why they were okay with going to 3, because I think they've spent a lot of time on Mayfield and they think he can win and you have a coach.
They have that. I can tell you for a fact. They have done that. I don't know if a 6-foot quarterback. I know it's a different time now. I'm not completely sold on Mayfield, to be honest with you.
I'm pretty sold on.
Excuse me.
Said the guy who told you to like Joey Bosa.
I was just about to say, when it comes to this, I probably should defer to you. I'm just not sold on it. Maybe I'm more of the prototypical 6'5", 6'6" guy.
And I get
maybe
that.
That's just me because it's the NFL.
It's like you said, it's a changing league.
Yeah. Yep. So you know what? So maybe because their offensive line is suspect. I'm going to tell you what, Clemson fans.
One thing Mayfield has going for him that a lot of these other guys don't, and he used to be a Parcells demand. He's played a lot of football. You know, none of these other guys have played a lot of football.
Yep. No, that's the, you know what? I've looked at that a million times. I've looked at that. When I look at that thing, that's one of the things I look at, because I do go by Parcells things. I'll tell you this, though, Clemson fans.
I got to run.
The surprise Jet player next year is going to be Sherrone Peak. He's going to catch 55 balls for the Jets next year.
Mark that down. Sherrone Peak coming back to life. Chris, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Quick break.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information, or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want, because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets, because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV, and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford-certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easley help you on the path of success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easley, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easley vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easley, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
American-made Windows of the Upstate wants you to see and feel the difference new windows can make in your life. Experience cleaner air quality, lower utility bills, easy maintenance, all while enhancing the value of your home. And American-made Windows of the Upstate makes it affordable. Get $100 off every window with three or more with exterior trim. Call now for the Tiger Special, 334-6030. Online at AmericanMadeWindowsUpstate.com. The best windows are American-made.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at UrbanNirvana.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
In real life, beauty is about feeling good, knowing that you look good. At CVS Pharmacy, feel good knowing that when you spend $30 on select beauty brands, you'll get a $10 CVS cash card to spend in store. We've got the latest obsessions in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care waiting just for you. That's beauty in real life, only at CVS Pharmacy. Offer valid through April 28th. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for more details in store or online.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in? Now's a good time. 654-7627. Before we get going, let me tell you about My Garage. Owned by Lester and Roxanna Essex, My Garage by Essex, just a great place to bring your vehicle. Well known for their care for all the exotics. My Garage wants you to know that they work on any make and model of vehicle. They're not limited to things like Mercedes, BMW, Land Rover, Porsche, Infiniti, all those exotic brands, although they obviously are well known for specializing in them. They serve the entire upstate, have for more than a decade. Their team has over 100 years combined experience. They know what they're doing. When Lester designed the building, because he did, the building that they exist in, Lester used to be an automotive design specialist for the Ford Motor Company. He wanted transparency. He thought it was lacking in the industry, so he put these giant diamond-shaped windows adjacent to the lounge so you can watch, you can sit in the comfort of the lounge and watch your vehicle being worked on right beneath your nose. How about that for transparency? They're a Michelin Alliance dealer, Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many, many other brands. You get a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. You also get a 32-point inspection with an oil change if you mention my name. They have robotic alignments. Honestly, it's worth going there just to see this done. I had never seen it before. A human being doesn't touch your car. It is our truck. It's perfect every single time. When's the last time you had a perfect alignment? Well, you can at My Garage. Don't you have something as well, Ramona?
Yes, starting next week, which is the 23rd of April through the 27th, they are offering free suspension checks for students. They want you to get your car checked before you go home.
How about that? How about that? How about that as a service to the community? Free suspension checks next week for students before you go home, get your vehicle checked. How about that? Take advantage of that. Tell them we sent you. That's how that deal works. Tell them you want the Road Rage free suspension check for students. Do you have to present an ID? Are they going to get some old students? 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. A couple things on the text line. We'll get back to the phones as well. Texter writes, this is from Cocky Tiger in Mountain Rest. Well, in your experience, what is your take on the ebbs and flows of fan bases as their teams rise to greatness or fall from glory? Is this why Bryant is getting so much grief? I think that is part of it. I think that Clemson won the national championship the year before, and I think fans are already a little spoiled. They're spoiled by the greatness of Deshaun Watson and by winning a national championship. I mean, it seems like ACC titles no longer matter. That's just like, who cares? ACC title, who cares? But it does matter. I mean, winning your league championship is a tremendous accomplishment. Not everyone's going to win the national title every year. Think about it. Think about the absurdity of this. Just a few years back, when Tommy Bonin was coaching here, Clemson fans would have killed to win an ACC championship. Would have killed to win it. Now, when you lose in a national semifinal to Alabama, you're disgruntled. And Yeah. So that look, that's part of it. I don't think there's any question that's part of it. And then there's the part where, unfortunately for Kelly Bryant, he falls between Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence and Hunter Johnson. He falls between those guys. And he didn't come with the five-star billing that those players came with. And the expectation level, Clemson fans want the Deshaun Watson finish of 2 years ago. But again, as I've said, even if Deshaun Watson had been your quarterback last year, you weren't winning the national title, as it turns out. Because your skill position players just weren't good enough to beat those Alabama counterparts. Those Alabama counterparts were all mature guys. Now, this year, your skill position players are good enough, and the Alabama guys are no longer mature guys. See, if you extrapolate this out and you play this thing to the end, yeah, there's Tua Tagovailoa, and we'll see how that all plays out. But if you extrapolate this thing out to the end, last year, Clemson, I mean, assuming Clemson plays Alabama again, which apparently they will every year on the schedule. Last year, when the two teams met, the discrepancy was in the maturity of the skill position players. Clemson's inexperience, less than mature physicality level amongst the offensive skill position players versus Bama's hyper-experienced skill position players on defense. Again, we're the whole secondary is going to the pros. Top 100 picks. The whole stinking secondary. So there's that. Billy asks, hey, Walt, do you think Kelly was trying to point the ball like he did a couple years ago? Yeah, I think he was aiming the ball a little bit on Saturday instead of cutting it loose. Yeah, I think there was an element of that. I actually just lost some people. So you want to get in 654-767. You can get in. You can get in right now. Now, we may jump back to this again, but I'm looking for... Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Great. I'm looking for this. If it comes up. It seems that Brent Musburger, Ramona.
What? That name just scares me because I'm thinking back to something I thought was pretty screwy way a long time ago.
Yeah, well, it seems like the legendary Brent Musburger has got himself in a public, a way too public fiasco of sorts.
Uh-oh.
And what did he do? And it started when some guy named Brockmire, who I don't know from Adam... Apparently, this Brockmire is like this vile little character who's like this old guy who has a show. He has a IFC show or something that's been on a year. I don't know what it's like, but it looks like he plays a character that apparently he resembles in real life. You know, sort of a you know. A word I can't say on radio. Well, apparently, Brockmire and Brent Musburger have some beef going.
Okay.
And apparently it's going on a while. And again, I don't know. I had to look up who this dude was. I had no idea who this, what is his name? Brockmire? What is it? It's Brockmire. Brockmire. I had no idea who he was. Well, out of the blue pops this Brent Musburger tweet today.
Is Brent Musburger the guy that, I may be wrong, the guy that like was wearing women's stockings?
No. Brent Musburger is a legendary broadcaster.
I know he is.
Who likes gambling and drinking and has never been shy to admit either. In fact, he's in the gaming industry now. He's retired from broadcasting and he has a gaming website now of some sort.
Oh, okay.
Well, up pops this mysterious tweet today from Musburger, and I'm actually not sure I can read all of this. I'll read part of it. He wrote, "Yo, Buckmeyer," or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the old mess up your name for an insult deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Texter says he loves the show Brockmire. Well, that's good for you. Never heard of it. Musburger writes, saw your pathetic performance on the Rich Eisen show. The next line's a line I'm not reading. And then this is where the threat comes in. Musburger says, come to Vegas, punk, and meet my VSIN guys in the desert. My buddy Ray Donovan will drive you around, slime ball.
Whoa.
Now, I'm pretty sure that you're actually not supposed to threaten people on social media platforms, and I'm pretty sure that's a threat. I'm pretty sure.
If it doesn't matter, the fact that it's in writing now and all over the internet is where you can use it against them, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Texter says, Brockmire is a show. That's Hank Azaria, publicity stunt. No, I know it's a show. I already said that. But this doesn't appear to be a publicity stunt. This was... there's more. This what he said on an actual show. I don't think come to Vegas, punk, and meet my VSIN guys in the desert. My buddy Ray Donovan will drive you around, slime ball. I don't think that's just gamesmanship.
That's a lot of detail of what would happen to him if he came to Vegas.
Texter says it's a fictional character. That's not the point. So the guy has a different name, whatever. They're still having the same conversation, right? Unless there's something more you can explain, because the people who follow Brent Musburger were trying to figure it out. So even if even if the show is a fictional character, the guy exists, and the guy and Musburger are having a argument, and it doesn't seem very friendly. It doesn't seem very friendly. Now, the rest of this is that, let me see how much time I have. Not enough. We'll get to the rest of it on the other side. Texas says Ray Donovan's also a show. Well, we'll see. We'll be back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.